This is Rob Robinson, and I'm convening tonight's meeting of the Pacifica National Board Technology Committee. First thing I would like to do would be to call the roll. Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Henry Knorr, this is the KPFA contingent. Henry Knorr?
I'm here.
Anthony Fest?
I'm here.
From KPFK, Jack Van Aken?
Here.
David Adelson? Ali Lexa?
Here.
From WBAI, Carolyn Burden?
Here.
Vajra Kilgour? Andrea Fishman? From KPFT, Wendy Schrell.
Hi.
Michael.
Here.
Michael Woodson is there. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Okay. From DC, Rob Robinson, I'm here. Ann Hislop. Or Michelle Noodle Smith. Okay, since this is the initial meeting of the committee and we have a limited amount of time on this call because we're going to be followed by a call of the coordinating committee of the PNB, the principal business tonight is to conduct the process of elections of officers, and that would include a chair and a secretary. And if we have more than one candidate for each one of those offices, we will have to make a determination on whether or not. Hello?
Hi, it's Vajra.
Hi, Vajra. Okay, we just called the roll, and we're talking about the business of the Technology Committee. Our principal order of business today is to elect officers. So in a couple minutes, I will. Hello?
Hello.
Who joined?
Andrea Fishman.
Oh, hi, Andrea. Thank you very much.
Hi, thank you. I'm sorry. I think I'm a little late.
That's okay. You're late, but we have a quorum, and we've read the roll.
Okay.
Well, add us to it.
Right. We were joined by Vajra Kilgour and Andrea Fishman of BAI. That now gives us Bonnie Simmons, Henry Knorr, Anthony Fest from KPFA, Jack Van Aken, and Ali Lexa from KPFK. Carolyn Burden and Vajra Kilgour, Andrea Fishman from WBAI, Michael Woodson and Bill Crozier from KPFT, and Rob Robinson from WPFW. Again, our first order of business and the only significant business we'll be conducting this evening is to begin the process of elections of officers for chair and for secretary. If we have more than one candidate, we're going to have to decide whether to do the STV balloting by snail mail or by email. And so I wanted to ask the will of the body, in the event that we have more than one candidate, is there a preference on whether or not we conduct the election by email as opposed to by postal mail? Obviously, the email will take much less time and not involve somebody opening a bunch of envelopes and tabulating the results. Does anyone have a question or recommendation?
As with the technology committee, kind of behooves us to go electronic, doesn't it?
I thank you for raising that point.
Rob, is it specified that these be secret ballots?
Yeah. Yeah.
Point of information, Rob, I'm on the call also. There's John L. Miller, the National Technical Director.
Okay.
Do the bylaws specify a secret ballot? Oh, they might.
I think they do when we do any kind of...
Yeah, when we do any election...
like that.
We have to do it that way. So,
this is
what I have... Jack, did you ask to be recognized?
Yes. If the balloting is to be done electronically, then members have to waive the confidentiality. And I think, you know, it could you could have the ballot sent to someone like Mary Berg, and I really believe they need to be CC'd to someone else so that nothing gets lost. Because of the recent experience with the affiliate director's election where there was a CC to, it was to Dave Adelson and Lydia Brazan, and some ballots did not get to both. So one or two ballots could have been lost in that process. So before deciding, people have to understand, they're waiving confidentiality if you're going for an electronic ballot, and so there shouldn't be any complaints about that after the fact, whereas with a mailed ballot, you can put your ballot inside of a blank envelope,
Right.
of the envelope, and then you have absolute confidentiality.
The difficulty is we have to find someone to agree to receive them and then open them,
and it's
going to add another easily 10 days to the process. So I guess the first question I would like to ask the body is if there are any objections to us proceeding with email voting, and I will be sending you instructions in the mail tomorrow about this. I will, of course, get some input from Jack Van Aken, who's done a lot more election work on the election side than I have. So is there any objection to us following that procedure?
to emailing, you say?
Yes.
Okay.
To conducting
the
elections.
I'd rather vote by mail.
Pardon me?
I'd rather vote by mail.
Okay. We're going to go to a vote. So I'm going to call the roll again and ask whether you'd prefer to do email or regular mail, USPS mail. Hold on for a second. Let me get my little piece of paper out here. Okay, yes.
Oh, yes. One thing. This is Anthony Fest. Do we know whether we have multiple candidates for these posts?
We won't know that till we start accepting nominations. If we don't have multiple candidates, if we just have a single candidate, then we can do it by acclamation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. But since Bonnie wants to go go ahead.
I don't even know if we're going to have two candidates, but it just makes more sense for me on things like this for people to have the choice to vote and do it in confidence as we have in the past on electing officers and things like that.
Rob, Andrea Fishman?
Yes, Andrea.
I guess what I feel is if someone in the body wants this to be confidential and mailed, then my position would be that we should do it that way. I mean, if there are objections to doing it electronically.
I understand your point. And I think it's a good point. Is there anyone else that would like to discuss this one way or another?
I would just,
Jack.
if it's not out of order, I would move that a vote for electronic balloting must be unanimous, which sort of settles it. But
sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if there are members that would prefer us to do it by mail, I'm happy to go. To go that route, it's just going to take more time. But I don't want anybody to feel like we have dethroned democracy. So it's going to be USPS mail.
Carolyn here.
Yes, Carolyn.
Yes, if nobody objects to what Jack just said, then there's no need for a vote, right? We're going to do it by
postal. No, we don't need to go to a vote. What we do need is we need to identify someone who will receive the mail and open these things up for us. And I guess I can ask Mary Berg if she'll be able to do that later tonight or tomorrow. If not, and there's a member of the body that's willing to receive the votes and do the tabulation, please indicate now.
You know, I'm happy to do it if you want, Robin. What I could do is gather them and do it with Mary Berg.
Okay.
How about that?
That's hunky-dory. Okay. So now we have cleared that major hurdle. I'd like to begin with accepting nominations for the office of secretary. Do we have any candidates? I'd like to suggest Carolyn Burden.
Rob, that wasn't nice.
No, it wasn't, but you can always demur.
I mean, it's an excellent choice.
Rob Robinson?
For secretary, I had to do that last year.
I know, you did really nicely, too.
I had too many.
You were good, though.
Thank you very much. I'm moved. But I'm demurring.
This is Dave. Can I move that we salary...
Oh, David joined us. Thank
Can
you, David.
Salary for the position, then maybe we'll get a volunteer.
Beg your pardon? What? Could you repeat that, please?
Nothing. I'm just being silly.
Oh, but even so. Okay.
Oh, okay. So we have Carolyn at this point. We have a single candidate.
Excuse me, is Wendy Schrell on this committee?
She is on the committee. She's not on the call at this point.
I wonder if she would accept this position. Does anybody know?
I really don't know. Bill or someone could try to get her on the phone, but I don't think it would be fair for us to vote to elect someone that hasn't, formally accepted or...
Right.
That hasn't, isn't conscious of the honor.
I will accept and happily defer to Wendy if, in fact, she agrees to take this instead, if that helps any.
Well, this is Bill. I'll try calling her here and see what she says.
Oh, thank you.
So, David, you were able to join us after all.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'm multitasking at the moment.
You're always multitasking.
Solitaire, Dave? Is it solitaire on the laptop?
Pardon?
Solitaire?
No, my hands are full of small tools at the moment. I can't write. But I'm happy to volunteer someone else.
Who else would you like to volunteer?
I'm sorry. I'm very tired. I'm being silly. I won't waste you guys' time.
She's considering it.
She wanted to be TMB secretary.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she didn't get there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe.
Oh.
Tech committee's more prestigious.
I think so, yes. Okay. Well, in order to be as efficient as possible, I would point out to everyone that you received from me today a little calendar in which I'd like you to let me know some kind of way which days of the week and weeks of the month you are available to do calls so that we can get a regular schedule of monthly meetings. And if you don't get, I can just tell you from previous experience that if you don't fill that out, in the next couple of days, you'll forget all about it, and we'll go into a limbo of not being able to agree on what day we meet, which is a hellish condition. So would everyone please, I know I've received back from both Bonnie and Bill already their preferences, so if the rest of you could check your email for that and send it back to me, we will be able to set up a regular schedule for the meetings. Are there any questions about that? Okay.
Rob?
Yes, sir.
This is Bill. I just talked to Wendy. She's declining the job of secretary. She said Carolyn would be fine. And she said she'll try to join the call in a few minutes. So.
Okay. So the bitter cup is being passed by acclamation to Carolyn Burden, a new member of the committee from WBAI. Carolyn, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, Rob, I think.
Right. And I will those of us that have been in this position will offer to, you know, to give you any assistance we can on specific meetings or anything to help you get through the job quickly.
Thank you for that, too.
Sure. Okay, it now falls to us then to accept nominations for the post of chair of the technology committee.
I nominate you, Rob.
Okay. I've been working on the programming committee, David, and I think it would probably be difficult for me to do both, so I'll decline. I'll decline that, but I would like to nominate Jack Van Aken to consider it. I realize he's doing some other things.
Yeah, I'll accept.
Cool.
This is Bill.
Yes, Bill.
I'd like to nominate Michael Woodson.
Okay. Michael Woodson has also been nominated. We now have two candidates. Has Wendy joined the call? It didn't sound like it. So we have two candidates. We're going to be doing the mailing ballot procedure, and I'll get instructions out on that to everyone tomorrow. But unless there are other nominations at this point, I think we should close the floor to nominations.
Oh, Andrea Fishman.
Yes, Andrea.
I'm just doing this without any discussion. Henry Knorr.
A wise choice. Henry, would you, or do you accept to have your name placed in nomination?
For chair?
Yes, sir.
I think I'll decline. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, well, we now have two candidates. So I think we're just going to have to leave it at that, and I will send out instructions and work with Bonnie on making sure that we what basically you're going to be doing is you're going to be writing Michael's name and Jack's name and putting a one or two in front of your candidate, putting it in a blank envelope, and then putting it in a second envelope, which will be mailed, and we'll give you the address on Martin Luther King Jr. Way in Berkeley or wherever we decide to do it. So, but we should probably agree that the ballots should be completed and mailed by what? Close of business next week?
doesn't sound that complicated, does it?
I'd like to do it in a short period of time because just like what you said about if you don't deal with it quickly, you forget about it. Why don't we just make it 3 days, by Saturday night, midnight, whatever your local time is?
Well, we can, the group can, of course, do that. The only thing that's occurred on these committees before when this has happened is people have asked to be given time to write up something about their qualifications. What I was going to suggest tonight is that the candidates decide whether they want to make a speech tonight or whether they want to write something to us about why we should vote for them.
Rob, this is Wendy. I just wanted to let you know I'm on the call.
Oh, hi, Wendy. We have two candidates now, Michael Woodson and Jack Van Aken.
Okay.
Did you want to make a nomination?
Nope.
Okay, and we're going to do a mailing STV, and I'll be sending out instructions to everyone tomorrow.
Point of information, Rob. In fact,
yes,
with two candidates, it's IRV, it's not STV.
Well, one position, basically, it's not STV, no matter how many candidates there are.
Right.
And people can just write the name of, if they only want, you know, they want one candidate, they just put that one person's name. You don't have to do the 1-2 thing.
Right. The tricky part comes in where people give both candidates the same rank order.
Yeah, or if there were three candidates for one, you know, for one office, it would make sense to rank them in order. But if there's only two, You want one of them.
Right. Well, we will send you written instructions, and you can follow them or customize them.
Right. But the problem with using STV when you really want the instant runoff version is that it sometimes comes out with odd results. So we want to make sure that we're doing instant runoff and not STV.
Wait a minute. This is Jack.
I
respectfully disagree. IRV is just a variant of STV, where there's only one office. It really ultimately is the same thing. And you can just put, if there are only two candidates, yeah, you can have a ballot and you just write the name of the candidate you prefer. What Rob is suggesting, putting both names and ranking them, it would only be a technical matter so that you're formally voting IRV, but the end result is the same. So, they're both valid ways to vote or ballot.
This is Dave.
Yes, Dave.
I'd like to move that we entrust Rob with sending us the instructions and move the agenda.
Thank you so much.
Second.
Okay. Did the candidates have a chance to decide whether you want to write something and share it with us, or if you'd like to say a few words at this time?
I'll say a few words.
Michael. Okay.
All right.
I will. Too.
Michael Woodson.
Michael. Is that good with Jack?
So we're going to go with a deadline of... The deadline for voting then is that your ballots need to be postmarked by what, the 19th? I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong calendar. The 4th?
Tuesday the 4th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Monday the 4th.
Tuesday the 4th?
It is, because tomorrow's leap year.
Okay, Tuesday the 4th throws us into next week. So if you just bear that in mind, that would be great. And Michael, if you would like to speak, and then Jack, if you could counter with a few words on your own behalf. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Rob. I'm just grateful to Bill for nominating me, and I guess I should address my qualifications. I was the chair of this committee last year, and it was, I think, pretty well run. We made quorum quite a bit, and although we got bogged down at some, I think I was politely as proactive as I could be on some of the touchy issues that we brought forward to the PNB. Although some of the decisions that the committee made weren't mine, I still presented those decisions, you know, with impartiality and clarity to the PNB. And that's, you know, sort of how I did it. I thought it was fairly respectful and honest and fair. And I would continue to be that way. Regarding what we need to do, I'm pretty familiar, as a lot of people on this call are familiar, with what was going on last year in the tech committee. I think things slowed down a bit at the end because of personnel issues, which we'll probably be looking at again, and I'd be very interested in trying to get us over this impasse that we seem to be at with technology, which I think right now, as most people may know because they were on technology last year, is wrapped up in personnel concerns. I think the committee, you know, is... I think the members of the committee are honorable. I think we had good meetings. I found it enjoyable to work with all of you, and I would find it an honor to serve Pacifica again in such a manner.
Okay, this is Jack. You're done, right, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. If you elect me chair of the tech committee, my intent would be to serve primarily as a facilitator so that the body can come to its own decisions and set its own agenda. I don't really have an agenda for the tech committee. I've been talking to some people who have very disparate views who are continuing members from last year, and it seems like, you know, that could either be a huge obstacle or it could be an opportunity to find, you know, those possibly limited areas of agreement on those contentious issues where, you know, everyone can find a way to move forward that's acceptable and that can, you know, be accepted by the national board and actually come to some sort of implementation, which I think, you know, may have been a problem in the past. It's typically a problem in all of Pacifica governance. But anyway, so that's, you know, that's my view of what the chair of the committee, especially this committee that can be, you know, very divided, is. And also, you know, my background in technology, I'm just, you know, one of these computer sort of geeks that just, you know, has this curiosity, and I've done some amateur websites that were Pacifica-related, and I'm pretty involved in electronic, you know, music and video and all that junk. So I'm multimedia, I guess. So, you know, that's what you'll get if you get me. So, thanks.
Okay. Well, we have a wonderful introduction to our two candidates, and unless there are other items that we need to emphasize again or we've got to touch on relating to this election, we're going to ask if there are any other housekeeping matters and then conclude the call.
Dave?
Yes, David.
In terms of housekeeping model, so this was just a housekeeping meeting because I thought the reason I came on, I thought we'd talk a little bit about, you know, what people want to accomplish.
Well, we do have about, we have about 24 minutes. So maybe in that time, since we've pretty much taken care of the business, I'll take a stack and people can talk about what they would like to, as David said, what they'd like to accomplish on the technology committee.
Dave, I would like to ask the question of the other board member, of the other members of the committee.
Okay, go ahead.
What is the perception that each of you have? Well, the bylaws say that the job of this committee is to let the board know about what's going on in technology that impacts our operations. They say broadcasting, I think of that more broadly now, as generally audio production and distribution. What is the opinion of the members on this committee of the state of understanding of the board broadly as it relates to their need to set policy? What do people think they need to hear, or do people feel like, yeah, they're up on it, they understand what's coming, or they don't? Because depending on which of those things you think, it affects what we might do.
Bonnie?
Yes?
Want to answer Dave's question? Or you want me to go in reverse order?
Well, Rob and I had occasion to talk for a couple of minutes, just shooting off into various, careening off of corners. Yes, I think that we need to keep ourselves abreast of what's coming at us from all the various corners. I also wonder if there's a way for us to, on some of these issues, set up a system so that we are also, from time to time, hearing from the various tech staff at the radio stations. And certainly also, John, on a national level, just so that we are not forgetting to integrate reality and day-to-day operations into looking at new tech. So I hope that we can do that, because I think that in some of these things, for instance, if you were to be talking about HD radio, I think that the local people that are working with the engineering at the stations have varying views on this based sometimes upon the terrain of their broadcast signal. And also, I don't think it would be a bad idea if we were able to do some sort of survey of all of the various stations to know where we stand and where we have, where we're lacking things, just in day-to-day operations, and making sure that we're as up-to-date as we can be within the limits that are in front of us as far as transmission and all of the digital stuff that we're going to have to investigate, and also just the, you know, operations of the station.
Okay, would someone like to comment? Henry or Anthony?
Yeah, I would. This is Henry.
Go ahead, Henry.
Last year we heard a lot from John and Pete. It was very educational for me, and I think for the rest of us. And perhaps it was some comfort to them, but I'm not sure it was a very productive use of the committee's time, at least that much of the committee's time, because, in fact, there wasn't very much we could do to help them dealing with the often horrendous problems they described. What I would like to see us do primarily this year, and of course I have no objection to hearing from John and Pete from time to time and perhaps from some of the local tech staff as well, but I would like to see us really try to push the PNB to adopt some more general policies about staffing and budgeting, to really elevate the place of technology and the tech staff in the hierarchy, and to make the tech budget more meaningful, to make the budget more meaningful with respect to what we're doing, and to suggest some a 3-year plan or a 5-year plan about tech. I'm afraid that if we just get mired in dealing, well, we weren't even dealing with, mostly just hearing about the specifics. We're mostly just spinning our wheels. I think when in the discussions around this digital distribution last year, we. I think we came to some kind of clarity about the directions that we thought the network ought to be looking in. I'm not sure whether that, how widely or deeply shared that vision or strategy is. I think we probably need to work on that. Maybe what I'm saying is that maybe we ought to be working towards a deliverable, as they say, a work product, that, like a paper, a resolution or something, a position paper that we would present to the PNB with a list of changes, like, about budgeting and about elevating the tech staff and giving them more authority and clarifying some of the directions that we think the network ought to be going in.
Anyone else? Anthony, do you want to respond?
Well, I'm new to this, but as I peruse this this paper, the 3-page paper that Rob sent out earlier today, something that strikes me is this item that says stations have no engineering staff capable of maintaining and repairing equipment, so we pay consultants tens of thousands of dollars to do things staff should be capable of routinely performing. No specifics there, but we kind of need to know more about that, and if that's so, which stations that's happening at and how it came to be, and what can a PNB committee do to address those issues.
This is Dave.
David?
Yeah, I just want to be sure that we do sort of what Henry mentioned, the key word of policy. We're a committee of the national board, so whatever we do ought to be something that the board's going to act on. And with respect to a lot of the committees that I've been on, there's sometimes this idea that we're sort of catching up for whatever management isn't doing, and we should be telling management how to do it. I probably differ with Bonnie on this. I think a question of an audit of what you have at your stations is a management responsibility, not something to be conducted by a committee of the board. If we might want to recommend that the board pass a policy that there should be an up-to-date audit of equipment that is readily accessed, that's fine. But I don't see this as a sort of I'm doing on this committee that I'm here to do work the management's supposed to do. I think what Henry said about policy and about direction is fine. I also don't want to waste any of my time this year arguing with people of whether my idea or their idea or anybody else's idea is the best one. I have just not time for that. But I do think we should be forming an informational function and where we can get and let people know what the, you know, majority and minority positions on the board are about resources. We have limited resources. We don't really, if you look at our budget, have much of an investment budget in technology. So the way we invest is critical. I do think it would be very valuable to hear from each manager and to ask a survey of them. What are you putting into technology in terms of your overall resources in the next year? And, what are your priorities on technology? But I think the idea of this committee, or one thing this committee could be doing, is perusing the various, different coming technologies and assembling it into an adjustable form so that people who don't keep up with that stuff can understand it. I think that my answer to that question is that some people on the board are understanding how technology is going to impact the operations of the foundation, and others aren't. And I think that the board as a whole last year didn't do enough to set that policy. I mean, we have we did pass a policy statement at the end of the year that says, yeah, you need to move in this direction. But I'm extremely skeptical that we're going to see that motion. And I think maybe the best we can do is provide really good information to people who aren't thinking about this stuff, about the shape of things to come. And obviously, it's not a question of it being reality or not reality. The future will be a reality. It has multiple potential paths, and we should be letting them know where those lead so they can make some good choices.
Rob, if I could just for a second clarify that I think we were saying the same thing, Dave. I wasn't suggesting that the committee go do any auditing of the stations. I just thought that it might work to get a report from the chief engineers or through management at each of the stations as to just where they're at and what they view as things that really need to be considered.
But we can and right now, it's still a question of what we are going to do as our labor during this year to advance the foundation.
Let's ask if there is anyone else that wants to respond to David's initial question about what perceptions we think exist on the PNB about the state of technology. Carol and Vajra or Andre, any of the people from BAI want to weigh in?
Well, go ahead, Vajra. I guess I'm not clear completely about what Dave just said. Are you saying that the direction is obvious that the technology will take and there are no decisions to be made?
May I answer?
Yeah, yes, I'd like to understand what you meant before.
The fact that technology is changing rapidly and that's going to change the way people relate to media, that's clear. There, within that, there are, it could break in several different ways. So we'll each on the committee have different ideas about the shape of things to come. I don't think one of us can be proven correct or incorrect. There are some general things we could probably all agree on. We could probably all agree that people are going to listen to devices other than FM radios more. what specific software is going to be on them and how that's going to affect how they use media, you know, is a separate question. But and one of the big things is, you know, the question of how ubiquitous do people, do we think this is going to come? There are people, there's lots of research going on that stuff, so we could be out there sorting through some of that research and trying to ground some of the things we're saying in some of that. So it's not just a question, oh, well, that's your opinion, and then there's no action because it's just viewed as, you know, one person's fantasy about the future.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
I answer your question.
Yeah, that helped. Thank you. I'll wait for Carolyn to speak then, and then I'll speak. Sure.
Thanks. Carolyn, you're next.
Oh, thank you. Well, I am new on this committee, and my field is not technology, so I found, for instance, Rob's few pages of orientation very helpful. And I'm wondering if we could have more of the same. In other words, people who have those strong views that were referred to, I would like to hear some of them, and I'd like to see documents, and if you have websites that would educate us newbies to some of the issues, that would be very good. Does this committee have an e-list, a Yahoo groups or other list, Rob?
I'm not sure what you mean by a-list, Carolyn.
A Yahoo list.
A Yahoo list or a list with a file section where documents could be stored?
No, we didn't do that last year. Maybe someone can initiate us into how to get that done effectively.
I'd be happy to set it up if the committee would like it, because one thing that could be done is for people to just put documents in there that they think other people on the board, especially those of us new to the committee, would benefit from, and then just send an announcement to everybody that it's there for the reading. I would really find that very helpful.
Yeah, we've collected quite a bit of stuff over the past couple of years, I would say.
Oh, well, that would
be a good idea.
Nice to have it stored someplace. I'll send out maybe a little description,
okay,
and a proposal if the board would like, if the committee would like.
That would be great.
Can I comment on that?
Is that Bill?
Yeah, that's a great idea to share stuff. I personally hate Yahoo because I think they have a terrible privacy policy, and I've never signed up for an account on them because of that. But if you want to go with a different ISP or a different provider, that might be okay.
Well, if you have a better suggestion, I'll be happy to take it. Yahoo, I find, is easiest in terms of accessing the files and using the links section. And I found I'm not that familiar with Gmail, and I don't find anybody's privacy policy very good these days.
Right.
So if you have a suggestion, you know, send it along, or a sample, or you can, you know, link us to a sample. That would be
nice if we could put it on one of Pacifica servers somewhere.
Well, then for sure you don't have any privacy.
Well, let's follow through on that. I think we have enough good minds that we can come up with a resolution. Are there other people that wanted to speak that had not had a chance to, Ali? And, hello?
Yes, Jack.
Yes, Jack.
the document that Rob sent out under number 4, what is the role of governance in this dialogue? There are some bullet points which I will take the credit or blame for, depending on your viewpoint. And I'll respectfully disagree, I think, to a certain extent with Dave about whether or not, if this is what he intended to say, this is our responsibility as a technology committee. But I think these items, and I'll just read them briefly, are things that I don't get a sense the PMB has a handle on. And I think we need to, you know, be able to provide this information and update it to the national board and however we get it from managers or whatever, but state of the broadcast signal, state of the audio web streams, state of the web user experience, and the state of the web backend, accessible to staff and the governance, state of the studios, production equipment, et cetera, state of field technology, newsroom facilities, resources for news departments, stringers, et cetera, and how do these various technologies integrate into configure into the Pacifica such as it is configured, you know, today. You know, we get reports from general managers. I'm not always thoroughly convinced that they, you know, understand what they're talking about. They might just be passing along data that doesn't have a whole lot of meaning to them. I think we need to create a greater awareness of, you know, where we stand. For example, when I go to the Pacifica website or the WPFW website, not to pick on WPFW, but I've never been able to get their web stream,
I've never, you know, quite figured out why there seems to be this apathy about it, but I sure would like to listen to WPFW when I'm here in L.A. So just to, you know, one item, but rather than single out, you know, pet peeves or gripes or concerns, I think we need to have a comprehensive, you know, state of technology report. So it seems like the technology committee would be the logical place to start.
Is this Dave?
Yeah, Dave, go ahead.
I would love, following on that, the idea of the report, I'd love to target our focus around the PMB meetings that are going to come. And I would love it if we agreed to tackle at each meeting or two meetings. At each meeting we said, this is our subject, and by the end of this call and the beginning of the next one, we're going to have, I think it was Henry's term, or was it Bill's, a deliverable. In other words, we're going to have something that's going to go into that board packet. And so that in each quarter, our goal is, and we're focused on, getting something into that board packet that our place on that agenda, such that our place on that agenda meaningfully moves the discussion forward. I feel the sense of going around and around and around. And, you know, if people don't want to pay attention to it, fine, but we shouldn't keep revisiting these things. We should get something done each time and move on. So, for example, you know, the state of web distribution, well, I have a feeling we could spend the whole year on that and keep saying the same things. But what if we said, okay, by the, you know, July meeting, we want to have to them some sense of, you know, what proportion of listening time is presently to digital distribution and what existing estimates are from various sources about that and how that might impact our operations. That's one example we could do. I actually think the other side is going to be more and more important, in other words, our production technology, because I think our distribution stuff, the bandwidth is going to be huge. The number of programs and types of programming we can develop going to be very large. I mean, distributed is going to be large relative to our production capacity. So we might want to, you know, spend one quarter on what are our production capacities? What would it take to meet the coming demand? But whatever it is, I'd like to parcel it into three quarterly, because there's only three meetings left, three themes, and then at each of our meetings say, this is the piece of the theme we're going to address, and at the end of this, we're going to move on to the next thing. That would be my own preference.
Rob, this is Michael.
Michael, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I think knowledgeable people offering information and direction based on, you know, great foresight is important. Last year, we kind of worked with the national staff, because, you know, they were working on projects, and they're also very aware of the thing that's most important that we kind of got bogged down in, and that's the budget. So I think that having a focus, as Dave advocates, is a good idea. I think it should come from people who are working with the digital distribution. I would think that is our direction. Someone's going to call it and then go forward. But we should be mindful, you know, the budget and the real politics behind that. And quite frankly, you know, where we ended in October is where we are now, and that is we're waiting for somebody to be at the helm who will. Who's in charge of technology, you know, the employees that we had to do this. All right, thanks.
Did anyone not get a chance to speak?
This is Bill.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Please.
I like all the ideas you've been talking about. I like the write-up that Rob sent us today, and which included some of the stuff Henry talked about last year. I had a lot of great ideas. I think there at the end, the examples of some possible strategic planning goals and priorities are good. Something we might do related to collecting information and sharing it is maybe, you know, best practices or ideas on even evaluating things like digital editing software or whatever else that, you know, to keep from reinventing the wheel at all the different stations. There's new stuff coming up all the time. and we don't all have to each individually evaluate all of it. Or at least we could share information like that. And I think we do need to have a role of educating the PNB and pushing them to regarding digital distribution, because I still think there's a lot of people that don't understand the potential that, you know, 5 or 10 years from now, we might be reaching more people that way than we do over the air. And we have limited reach in our geographical areas through our broadcast operations, but if we can do better marketing and have a good technological product, we should be able to have help a lot of people, you know, all over the world even discover what we have, and not just in our 5 major cities.
This is Dave.
Yes, Dave. Before Dave, this is Jack. I have to drop off, so good night, everyone.
Okay. And we're going to have to get off within about 10 minutes, I'd say. So could you wrap it, Dave?
Yeah, well, a comment was made about the budget, and I think Mike, although the budget is approved in September, the key deadline really for incorporating anything into budget is the June PMB meeting, and we might set for ourselves a goal of recommendations with respect to the budget and by that meeting so that they can be incorporated. And I think one of the big questions, and this is a policy level question, is where the spending on tech happens, because right now there's a lot of the spending really happens at the local stations, and they're duplicating effort. My own view is that, for example, the effort of the 5 webmasters each at the 5 stations is leading to a lot of duplication, and that there should be some kind of national grouping of those people, because they'll have different strengths and weaknesses. And because the web is inherently, you know, global, there's no reason that the work couldn't be apportioned differently. So the question about how we use our limited resources, how we deploy them in the area of tech, those could be policy-level decisions. You'd have to have, you know, the management buy-in. I mean, the ED has to decide, for example, how they want to deploy their people in the tech arena, but from a standpoint of budgeting, we might want to make some recommendations on, for example, the budget should include certain things that make it possible to use our resources more intelligently. So maybe we should agree on, I mean, one possibility would be we spend the next 2 months reviewing the technologies that where we are close and the technologies that we're really far away from using, and then spend the following 2 months making some recommendations for how those things should be dealt with in the budget.
Okay.
This is Vajra.
Vajra, go ahead.
I have to leave.
Vajra, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your
All right. And I've been listening closely, so I'm there the next time.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
again.
Great. Good night.
All right.
Good night.
I also wanted to respond to David's basic question. I think that there is a keen awareness of the PNB. The technology is a kind of a gaping hole in the garment of the foundation. But I think everybody's a little bit vague on what that's all about. And most of the presentations that I've heard about technology present things like the internet, podcasts, and websites as if they were sort of accessories to the fundamental radio operations that we have. And in part, they are. But I think what's happening is that both the internet and digital platforms are changing radio at a faster rate than radio is developing within the FM paradigm. So not only are audiences larger by orders of magnitude, the rewards of competition and the opportunities that are opposed are greater and greater. So I don't think that we have a clear understanding of how to take these discussions of technology and fashion them into a strategy. And I think we particularly have a problem in terms of resources in not wanting to look seriously at trying to figure out how to finance technology. And in fact, one of the problems we've had for a long time is we've relied almost totally on the dollars that we get from listeners, as if that it's responsible practice to have a sole source of revenue, and I think we now see that it isn't. And very often what winds up stopping the discussion of moving the network forward is because people say, well, we simply don't have money to do anything other than to keep doing things the same way we've been doing them. And I think technology is an area where that's obviously been a notion that has not served us well. And it just basically prevents us from trying to figure out how to do better than we can. So I would hope that we can get involved in some of the discussions that everyone has suggested. Let me suggest, since we're going to have to close this out pretty quickly, also circulate to everybody a suggestion that we continue this discussion as a discussion, a committee of the whole discussion, not as a matter of business, so that we can perhaps get our ideas on how to proceed, more aligned with one another. Is that something that the group, that everybody that's still on likes?
Rob, Andrew.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I mean, I want to say yes, and I wanted to comment on what you said quickly, because I think, or I can comment next time if we're going to have a committee as a whole discussion.
You can say something now. You've got the floor.
I think that you're absolutely right that we don't know how to fashion into a strategy the impact these technologies are having on broadcasting or on the public discussion generally. And that's something I'm very concerned about, because I feel that we are in danger of losing a way of focusing a public discussion. And I would really like to see us examine how to integrate these technologies with broadcasting or vice versa, so that we can continue a discussion which I'm afraid is becoming more and more fragmented and isolating.
Okay, that's very good. So we'll try to... Yes, anyone else?
Yeah, can I comment on that, Rob?
Sure can, Dave. Go ahead.
I heard exactly that comment from other folks, and I think it represents a divergence point for thinking about this. And maybe could we agree that next time our discussion would be something along those lines? I mean, some people, like Sherry mentioned in an email, this idea of how do you maintain this coherence, this sense of what we're doing. And then you have people who are, think more in the web term about coherence develops in certain places and asynchronously. But that might be a good conversation, because, again, I'm tired of this either-or conversation. We can talk about how technology may affect both the question of a focused discussion, but also the question of multiple discussions. That would maybe we could resolve some of the conflicts that underlie why we don't move. But does anybody else like to do it next time?
I think you're right, Dave. I think that's important.
I'm just trying to write some of this down.
Can we do it online and just contribute to whoever's going to be the chair our thoughts of how to frame that discussion, and then ask that person to win it?
If we can go online and basically shape a committee of the whole discussion to take place ASAP?
Yeah.
Sure. I think that's what we're trying to do. David, do you want to have a stab at laying out the landscape that you think we should cover?
No. I think every time I do that, then people say, oh, it's Adelson's idea, so I'm trying to avoid that.
Oh, I thought that was a good thing.
Okay.
I know better now, though, so never mind.
Well, we'll try to work together online at having this discussion, so that we can have a fruitful discussion. But, David, we would like your ideas about that. And, Andrea, you also should pursue what you were talking about when you said you'd like both to understand how to develop strategies out of these discussions, as well as how to use the discussions to dig down deeper into what prevents us from moving forward so often.
That's a perfect framing of the question. What is it that is preventing us, not at a financial level, but at a sort of institutional, almost emotional level, from what is causing the barriers to embrace potential new technologies? For the concern, hesitant.
Okay. All right, so I'll be sending that out to the group, too. And please do try to fill out the grid showing us what days you can meet for the regular monthly meetings so that we can set those up before the calendars become stratified, petrified. Is there anything else that we are forgetting?
Are we going to be sent email instructions on how to do this voting?
Yes, you're going to get email instructions tomorrow from me on how to do the voting. I will make sure that Jack Van Aken vets it. Jack always answers calls immediately. So I don't anticipate there's going to be a difficulty. And we'll make sure that whenever the thing goes out, everybody will have at least 3 business days to get their ballot in the mail. Is that clear?
Sounds good. I'll send you the address.
Okay, thank you everybody so much for making quorum. I really appreciate all your efforts.
Thank you.
All right.
Good meeting.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Bye.
Bye.